Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program from the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A few different ways to get at us. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Well, I hope everybody's ready to go bowling because the bowl season has started. I hope everybody's ready for some NFL playoff football because that is literally right around the corner. I hope you're ready for college basketball because that is also coming in seriously extremely hot as KU goes down to Villanova, the number one team on Saturday. NHL hockey is freaking awesome too. Mike Wilson, all the way from Vegas. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. It's just great up here. We had college basketball up here. We had the Vegas Bowl last night, and now we got NFL playoffs coming. And I'm telling you, that Raiders Stadium out there is looking pretty sweet out my window right now.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me a little bit about that and some other stuff. So keep it close, everybody. We're just getting loose and warmed up. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Check off your gift list and save by starting with Lowe's. Now you can get your choice of a 227-piece Cobalt Mechanics tool set for $99, a $600 value if purchased separately, or get a Cobalt 24-volt max cordless brushless drill with battery, also just $99. And for one day only, December 21st, all new and existing Lowe's Advantage card holders get 10% off purchases made with your Lowe's card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tools offer valid through 12/24. Credit offer valid 12/21. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years.
I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Kick is away. Low end over end. Evans might have a chance to return it. Takes it right at the goal line. Crosses the 5 and 10. Has it increased to the 20. Breaks the tackle 25 and 30.
He's there gone.
Evans
He's
to the
gone.
Left. To the 45 and 50. Outside the numbers to the 30. Down to the 20. Evans to the 15. To the 10. Welcome back, Darrington Evans. 100 yards on the kick return. And the Mountaineers strike back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That's big.
Welcome back in, everybody. In case you don't know, the bull season has begun. It's upon us. And I always say about sports, for the most part, you're talking about a marathon, not a sprint. And that is definitely, definitely the case when you're talking about the college bowl season. I mean, I'm telling you what, Mike, and I'm not even kidding, man. I'm like worn out a little bit after Christmas now because of the way that the bowl season is stretched out. And I'm not trying to take anything away from the Las Vegas Bowl that you obviously attended on Saturday, but you know, you got these Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl that just took place, you know, the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. In all honesty, the most impressive thing to me is how they come up with some of the damn names for these things, Mike Wilson. But Washington obviously did play pretty well for their coach, and he was coaching his last football game for Washington, and they go out, they put up 38 points, and that defense really showed up against a Boise State team that obviously we've come to know over the past decade or so. They have the Statue of Liberty play. They come up with some big plays against, you know, some of those big dog teams, but just wasn't meant to be this time around for Boise State, Mike.
No, it just wasn't meant to be last night. I mean, you're right. I mean, anybody that follows college football and knows Boise State, you know, yeah, like you said, they had the Fiesta Bowl comeback against Oklahoma with the Statue of Liberty, the hook and ladder. You know, they had, and that was, you know, with Chris Peterson there at Boise State. So they kind of built their reputation on high offense, gadget plays, tough defense. And it just, you know, Chris Peterson at University of Washington now, or formerly of University of Washington now, just wasn't having it last night. The defense showed up. They were more aggressive. They were getting pressure on the quarterback last night. And Boise State really, you know, really had no answer for that Washington defense, and you got to give the offense and Jacob Eason a lot of credit to take advantage of a couple of interceptions as well. And they had a couple of drives, Dorf, Washington did, that were, you know, 11 plays, 12 plays, 13 plays. I mean, they were grinding it out, getting tough first downs, You know, things that you expect, you know, a Power Five school to do all the time. But when, you know, when it's combined with your, this is your coach's last game coaching, there's a lot of motivation there. And those kids at Washington and the Washington fans really, they really do love, Chris Peterson. And it was evident Peterson got a little emotional at the end of the game last night. But I'll tell you what, the Washington program is in good hands with, Jimmy Lake, their defensive coordinator, taking over. This guy is responsible for all this recruiting, all these good, these great players coming up. And to tell you the truth, Dorf, there's a good pipeline of Washington players that are from the Phoenix area. So there's a pipeline between Arizona and Washington, and Jimmy Lake is responsible for that. And so the future is going to look bright for Washington. They're not going to fall off. But last night it was all Huskies all night.
You know, it's interesting when you think about how sports work, and, you know, we talked about Peterson being with Boise State, then he's with Washington, and in his final game, he's coaching against, you know, Boise State and
right,
winning it with Washington. I mean, that's got to be one of the most wonderful feelings in a lot of ways, you know, to be able to end your career like this. I don't know. To me, there's just something special about it.
No, it is. And, you know, Peterson was quoted as saying, he goes, when the bowl matchup was announced, it would be Boise State and Washington. He said, it's kind of like rooting against your dad, with the matchup. And there's a lot of that, which I understand. It's kind of that life comes full circle. You know, here's where you start, here's where you finish, and when you finish, you're competing against who you started with. So, you know, Peterson, there's a lot of fans out there that like to criticize, like, all the time, give the hot takes on coaches, players, but there's not really a bad take that you can give to Chris Peterson that I'm really going to buy into. The guy is class personified. He ran a clean program. He ran a clean program at Boise State. You never heard really too much of his players being on the 5 o'clock news for something negative. So, you know, he walked off into the sunset in Vegas with a 38-7 win. And I just wrote an article and I just said, look, you got to tip your cap to someone like Chris Peterson for what he's done in college football.
Yeah, something kind of nostalgic about that, the way he's finishing his career, to be quite honest with you. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Normally, both of us come to you live from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. Mike currently in Las Vegas as he attended that bowl game last night. And, you know, I was talking about how ridiculous some of the names are of these bowl games. And quite frankly, the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl is right up there with it. But this is totally off the top of my head, man, because I'm talking about the craziness of the names. What's the most ridiculous bowl game name that you've seen out there so far? Or are they yet to come?
You know what? I think it's yet to come, but I think the craziest one that I've ever seen was, it was like I can't remember particulars, but it was like the Weed Eater Bowl. Like, it was named after like a riding lawnmower or something like that, or a company that makes lawnmowers or something. And I was like, really? Like, okay, if we're going to do that, then we might as well have the Dorf on Sports, you know, Vegas Bowl or something like that.
I mean, that has a good ring to it, though, Mike Wilson, okay?
I mean, it rolls off the tongue pretty well. I'll admit that. But these names are crazy. I mean, it's all about branding now. You know that as well. So, you know, get their name out there, get a few more bucks in the pocket for the company and everything. But quite honestly, I will say, you know, out of all these lower tier bowls, the Vegas Bowl is kind of fun. One, you get to come to Vegas, which is, you know, it's never a dull time. But two, the people that make up and organize the Vegas Bowl do a really good job with entertainment, with food. And I mean, it's Vegas. I mean, they have a stage that's in one of the end zones, and we're constantly putting, you know, different types of entertainment on that stage last night. And I will say this, Boise State and Washington fans, I already knew that they travel well, but they traveled really well to Vegas, and they showed up, and I think they had, well, you know, Boise State fans may not have a great time, but it was fun last night, and the Vegas Bowl people do a really good job with it.
Mike Wilson always has fun wherever he is, whether it's in New York City,
yeah,
when you're there for the College Football Foundation, whatever it is, man, you're always out there having fun covering sports, which, quite frankly, that's the right attitude, man. I mean, this is a pretty fun job. At the end of the day, we talk sports, obviously, on Sunday mornings, each and every week, live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, obviously, we have the local thing that we do in Phoenix, Arizona, man. And we're one of the lucky. We're one of the chosen few that actually are living out our dream of doing something that we really love. So, with that being said, and the bowl game that you took in, what are you looking forward to in the bowl season before we take a break?
I'm a West Coast guy. I always look forward to the Rose Bowl. That's always been, revered for me, the Rose Bowl. And that would be a good game with the Ducks and Wisconsin. But I mean, let's face it. It's the playoffs. That's what everybody looks forward to. The Ohio State Clemson matchup is going to be exciting. That's the primetime game. And then, LSU Oklahoma, which I think Oklahoma is going to make it closer than people think, as well. And then, you know, you got the Natty there, in New Orleans, January 13th. So it's all about either the Rose Bowl or the playoff with me.
Look, at the end of the day, man, we're going to get to see some really good football here in the next couple weeks and enjoy it because it's almost gone, which is really hard to believe at the same time. And we got to take a quick pause for the cause, speaking of gone. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hill, one of three, wide to the right. Haskins gets the snap. Hands it to Dobbins, who nice into the end zone for a touchdown on a three-yard run. J.K. Dobbins, his 10th rushing touchdown of the year. And that will do it as Ohio State wins the Rose Bowl game here in Pasadena, 28-23. And they send head coach Urban Meyer into coaching retirement from Ohio State with a victory.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
There's reasons why you do what you do. These kids love the school. They love each other. And we can't forget that. Let's beat the shit out of you.
We handled it the right way. In our opinion, once again, there's going to be, I've been down that road. Well, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? It's a very personal matter. Domestic issues are a lot of he said, she said, and I care about people. We care about people as they move forward. So after now digesting it, praying on it, going through the typical conversations with the few people I have, you know, with whatever time of day it is, I think we handled it right.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You know, it's whatever time of day it is, I think we handled it right.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can call us up, beam us up, just like Scotty, 1-800-878-7529. And the reason I wanted Scott to do that, Mike, is because there's so much conversation all the time about Urban Meyer and what his future might be, whether it's to go to college, stay in college, or whether it's to go to the next level, go to the NFL, maybe join the Dallas Cowboys, be a part of what Jerry Jones does there. I don't know how that marriage would work, but at the end of the day, you know, I think that Urban Meyer is a very intriguing, interesting guy in a lot of ways because of some of the things that happened off the field and obviously for all the noise that he was able to create on the field, Mike. I mean, you can't take away the fact that this guy is one hell of a football coach. And, you know, if he's healthy enough and he wants to get back into it, I kind of think of this a little bit like Bruce Arians, where Bruce Arians left the game. You know, obviously leaves the Cardinals, goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a year after being removed. It's been a little longer than that for Urban Meyer now, if I'm not mistaken, but those competitive juices never really seem to leave those guys. And, you know, you're a player, you're a coach. That there's something about that that's really hard to give up. And I don't think people can totally understand that, but where are you on Urban Meyer? And do you think he's a good fit to come back to college football, or do you think he's a good fit to move on and go to the NFL?
Let's just say yes and yes. You know, you're a good football coach. You're a good football coach. And Urban Meyer is, well, he's just not good. He's great. And I think, you know, if he put his name out there for any one of those college jobs that may come open, there's going to be a line around the block to get Urban Meyer, because let's face it, let's take a look at wherever he's been. What's the one thing that he's done? He's won, and he's won big. You know, look, he won at Utah before Kyle Whittingham was the coach. I think Whittingham was his defensive coordinator when he was at Utah. He goes to Florida, and you can say what you want about how he kind of ran the program and who he had on the team in Florida, but he won. And then he goes to Ohio State. We all know, you know, what happened in Ohio State. So he's a hot commodity there. I also don't think it's no big shock to me and to some other people that he was in attendance at the Washington Redskins game, with Alex Smith last weekend or the week before. I think that might intrigue him. But look, if Jerry Jones calls you, you know, and wants to set up a meeting, he's going to take – Urban's going to take that meeting. You'd be crazy not to take a look at what the Dallas Cowboys have in terms of talent, regardless of what their record is right now. They do have talent. They got a great offensive line, great offensive, personnel. You know, he coached Ezekiel Elliott. So whatever he wants to do, like you said, as long as he's healthy, because that's why he left the game, because of his health, that would be a little bit of concern for me if I was, you know, an athletic director, maybe even Jerry Jones, that, you know, just get him checked out and make sure everything is good there. But other than that, Urban's going to have – he's going to have his pick, and he's just going to do what he's going to do. And to say the least, for me, it would be nice to kind of have Urban Meyer back in coaching. So whether it's in the pros with, let's say, the Redskins or the Cowboys, or back in college somewhere, having Urban Meyer back is a good thing for football.
Look, at the end of the day, it's about challenging yourself. It's about bettering yourself.
Right.
And we know what he's been able to do at the college level with helping young men create opportunities for themselves to move on to the next level and obviously achieve an extremely high level of greatness at the college level. So we know how good this guy is. And I just think it's an intriguing thing to talk about as we move forward, because we know we're in that time where guys are going to get fired, guys are going to get hired. So Urban Meyer is a guy that easily could have a job. It's just depending on whether or not Urban Meyer wants to put himself back in the fire. Speaking of putting yourself back in the fire, college hoops, man, we haven't talked a lot about it, and I want to spend a couple minutes with you on this, obviously, before we go to another break here. Villanova gets it done over KU, who was holding that number one spot in college basketball. 56-55 was the final there. Gonzaga has rebounded pretty nicely after an early season loss. Gonzaga now 2 in the nation. They win easily, and I'm not surprised because they're playing Eastern Washington. Ohio State, Kentucky, that was a hell of a basketball game, man. I watched a little bit of that in and out of everything else that I was watching because, wow, talk about a great day of sports. You had that on Saturday, man. I'm sorry, but there was some really good stuff. Oregon, what do you think of Oregon, man? I mean, again, you're Mr. Pac-12, so Oregon and this Peyton Pritchard kid, I really like him. I think that guy is he's great. He's awesome. He really is. But what's your take on Oregon? How do you feel about them?
I'm pretty high on Oregon, and what they've done with that program since I was a kid growing up in the great state of Oregon has been nothing but phenomenal. And this is coming from an Oregon State alumni. You know, the last thing I want to talk about sometimes are the Ducks, but you got to give credit where credit is due. And Oregon is tall. They're long as the day is long. They're athletic. And you talked about Peyton Pritchard. Peyton Pritchard went to the high school that I went to and was actually coached there by a family friend. So I get a little bit of more information about Peyton Pritchard. And he's a gym rat. I mean, that's what his coach in high school, our family friend, told me. He's always working on his game. He tried to come out for the pros last year, and he came back to Oregon. I think he was a little disappointed with that. But, you know, look, if you can get more seasoning and increase your draft stock, I mean, all power too. I mean, he had 29 points, 6 assists yesterday in their win over Texas Southern. I think Oregon is going to be – they're going to be a tough out when it comes to tournament time. They won the Pac-12 tournament last year, which didn't shock me. I think they're going to do the same thing this year. I think they're the best team in the Pac-12. So Oregon's going to be – they're going to be something to deal with when it gets, you know, conference play and tournament play. They're just going to be tough to deal with.
What's your thought on that unfortunate situation with Memphis? Obviously, Penny Hardaway, the coach there, the Wiseman kid, left the school, now going to prepare himself for the 2020 draft. That's just an unfortunate situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. And, you know, I was just, you know, you think about these kind of things off the cuff, and it's, you just wonder, I mean, because he was told to pay back the it's not the fine, but the money that Penny Hardaway helped out his family with before he was even in college, when he was in high school. Does he still have to pay that money back, or, you know, what happens with that? But it's just one of those unfortunate things where a kid like this, who is supremely talented, and is probably, you know, he's on the board as being, one of the top picks, if not the top pick in the upcoming NBA draft, that it comes to this. But, you know, look, sometimes you got to look out for yourself in terms of being that player. And, you know, after talking with his parents and probably Penny, figured that this was the best way to go. But it is just unfortunate that whole situation revolving around that. So we'll see what happens. You know, more power to him. But the kid's talented, man. We'll see him in the pros.
Absolutely. And I'm intrigued to continue to watch the job that Juwan Howard does there with the Michigan Wolverines. Obviously started out of the year out of the top 25. They bounced way up to the top four. Now they're somewhere around 14, 15, and I'll be intrigued to see how they play for the whole season. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll probably get into some NBA basketball on the other side, Mike Wilson. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into still, and then hour two, all about the NFL. So keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Gasol has 9. He's been held under 10 in 3 of the last 5 games. Giannis flushes, holds over
Hayward. Step back again. Gordon Hayward is having himself a game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. You can always call us up and talk to us about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-878-7529. And obviously, we've talked a little bit about the College Bowl Series games that have already started. It's a marathon, believe me. If you get tired, just take a little bit of a break, you know, step outside of it for a few days, and then you can jump right back into it. As we know, it'll be going well into the new year with those college playoff games that we love so much. We can't get enough of that. So I love that. Obviously, I do want to get into some NBA basketball in this segment too, but I know we have a caller, so we will jump out to the phones, hook up with our good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you know the usual suspects, Mike Wilson, myself, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, I may be jumping the gun here by 20 minutes, but I thought I'd talk a little NFL
football. Hold on. Don't talk to me about NFL football right now. I want to talk to you about some of these other things that are going on first and foremost, okay? So talk to me a little bit about what's happening in college football or NBA basketball. Let's talk a little bit of that first.
Let's talk about the Laker-Buck game and Giannis basically exerting himself, showing him he's going to be now the two-time MVP, and the Bucks right now are the premier team in the NBA. That was had a chance to be a blowout, but the Bucks took care. Lakers had a nice run, and Giannis was the king. I mean, he put a crown on himself. I love this guy. I love what Giannis is doing. I love seeing the fun. I don't know if you saw the Twitter post or for Facebook post from the Bucks where they kind of reenacted a little WWE thing. In outside of a locker room. I mean, with Brooks Lopez and Giannis coming in and going down for the pin. I mean, these guys are just having fun. We actually talked about this last year, about how much fun this team looks like they're having. And I really think it's all coming from Giannis. He just brings that type of culture to not just the Bucks, but it's like you see that rarely where one guy can kind of transform a team, create the culture. And when it boils down to it, guys, I mean, we all know this. There's not a lot of separation, really, when it comes down to it between the teams. But it's really about the culture. It's like the culture that Belichick has, you know, in the Patriots. And now what Giannis is doing as a player with the Bucks, and in the past what like guys like Magic would have done with the Lakers. I mean, the list goes on and on. So I like what they're doing, and I like them more so for what he brings as a person. Forget the player, but as a person to that team. And I'm just hoping that this is going to be their year. Our ears, as we want to call it right now.
Hey, let me jump in here real quick, because you're never going to get an argument from Mike or myself about a lot of what you said about Giannis and how he has continued to grow his game this season. The one thing I'm really seeing is the three-point shot. Obviously, the month of December, I think he's shooting something like 45% from three-point land. He still needs to work on that mid-range game a little bit. Obviously, he's a nightmare going to the basket. Nobody can stop this guy. It doesn't matter. You can put three guys out there. You can't stop him. But the mid-range game to me is still something that he definitely needs to work on. With that being said, I also agree with the fact that this season, he's actually outperforming what he did last season. So it's hard not to see this guy potentially being a two-time MVP of the NBA. But at the same time, he's got guys like James Harden who are playing fantastic. Obviously, we know about what LeBron James is doing at this point in his career, this late in his career. It's remarkable, man. It really is. And the additions of AD for him in LA, honestly, at this point, I'm shocked beyond all belief that it's worked out as well as it has. But I think what you saw against the Milwaukee Bucks with the LA Lakers, and Mike, I want you to jump in on this too, is that the Bucks were able to close out on those shooters. And I know that Kuzma didn't play, so that may be a little bit of a difference moving forward. And we'll see how that plays a role if these two teams do meet again come the finals. But I think that the lack of shooting for the Lakers ultimately is what's going to do them in. I know that they've shot well so far, but I don't believe in Caldwell Pope. I don't believe in some of these guys that have been able to make shots. Do you believe in Jared Dudley? I sure as hell don't. So I think that what we've seen out of the Lakers so far, I actually think it's a little bit – actually, I think it's a lot better than what I anticipated seeing from them early on. Did I think that they'd be formidable, and did I think that they'd be a team that would be someone to be reckoned with and a force in the Western Conference? Absolutely. But the way that they got out of the gates, I almost think is a bad thing for them, because they only have one way to go. They can only go down. I think we were expecting the Milwaukee Bucks to run through the league the way that they're running through it, because they did it last year. So I think that you have to really be careful if you're an L.A. Laker fan, because I do think that disappointment is very, very close in the rearview mirror, because this team isn't as good to me. It's not as good as what they've shown so far in this season. Mike, you jump in, and then we'll listen to Mitch again.
Yeah, no, I would agree pretty much 100% with what you're saying. We were talking about this the other day for a little bit on our local show, but I still think the Clippers are better than the Lakers. They're a better, well-rounded team. They're a better defensive team. They got better shooters than the Lakers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing that you have to give the Lakers is the chemistry that is between AD and LeBron right now. I mean, I think LeBron, like 30% of his assists, I mean, some crazy number, 30% of his assists are to AD. So that tells you right there that they're clicking pretty well together. It's the rest of the team, you know, the KCPs of the world, Kuzma. You don't know what the heck up with Kuzma, because he's injured, and how's that going to work into when he comes back? Because let's face it, I mean, it's one of those things you need like three players. You need, you know, a group of three to really lead you. And right now, I mean, they got two of the best, you know, LeBron and AD, but who's going to be that third guy to help bring along, maybe when AD doesn't have it or when LeBron just doesn't have it during a game? So it'll be interesting to see. And you know, Mitch, you talked about how Giannis, you know, he just brings everybody together and they look like they're having fun. I mean, Mitch, you know I'm a Celtic guy. I absolutely love Kemba Walker, what he's done for that team. He's just infectious with his positive vibes all the time. It is completely opposite from what Kyrie was last year, and you know, Boston's playing pretty well. So, you know, not only Giannis does that, but a guy like Kemba does it, and it's just fun to watch. And Mitch, you're right, we just don't see that a lot anymore. So, you know, kudos to Giannis and Kemba.
Hey, Mitch, let me ask you this real quick, because you're out there in La La Land, and obviously you've got two of the better teams in all of the NBA right now. So what is it like on the streets in LA right now? Is it basketball crazy? Because obviously the Rams aren't doing anything, the Chargers aren't doing anything. So is everybody all over both the Clipper and the Laker wagon right now?
This team is a Laker, or this town is a Laker town and a Dodger town. That's it. I mean, it's always been that way. Even when the Clippers were good with Blake, it's still a Laker town. And it's going to take a lot of work for Kyrie and the Clippers to come to the forefront. I mean, they're going to have to win not just one, I said it before, multiple championships to turn this into a Clipper town rather than a Laker town. But the thing is, about what you haven't talked about, is that what LeBron is doing and Anthony, AD, is, you know, they have experience. These guys are veterans. And that, I think, is that third person that you guys are talking about, that when they go down, they're veterans. If they're having a bad game, they're being a veteran, knows how to right the ship. And we've seen that. Remember, guys, remember, the Bucks and the Lakers lost the first game of the season. And the Lakers did lose to the Clippers in the first game of the season. So after that, you're going like, okay, oh, wow, game on. And look what's happened since. You know, look what's happened since. So I think that what we saw Thursday night was potentially the prequel to an NBA title fight. And, boy, living out here in L.A., there's nothing better than having the Bucks out here for a seven-game series. So.
All right, so real quickly, I want to give you a little shot here because obviously we're going to be talking all NFL hour number two, and we're pretty close to it. Only a couple minutes left in this segment, and then obviously we're going to be talking NFL football. Week 16, my friend, wow. I mean, so much still on the line, right, with the four teams in the NFC with potentially having the same record. We did get the victory yesterday from the 49ers, so they've obviously got the upper hand right now. But great games Saturday from the NFL all around. What are you expecting from Week 16, my friend?
Well, if yesterday says anything about what we're going to expect for today and then Monday night, I mean, yesterday was just amazing. I mean, first of all, I kind of wrote the Buccaneers off. They had a nice late run. But then the Bills have it, what, 4th and 15? Have about to potentially tie the game, but the Patriots, you know, stop them. And then last night, just complete heavyweight, just bombastic show of offense between the Niners and Rams. I mean, they're just great games. I keep going back and forth on the Cowboy-Eagle game because that's going to be obviously the game of the day. And as much as I hate to say it, I think it's got to be Cowboys. They have too much to lose. I mean, that whole team's going to be completely blown up anyway. Their staff and probably at the end of the year, but I think the Cowboys are going to prevail on that one. That's my pick for Mitch in Santa Monica today. And of course, I'm taking the Packers. I was only hoping that last night the Niners were going to lose, and Seattle would find a way to lose, and the Packers would get that number one seed. But you know, Packers win out, we'll be number two seed. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're predicted. Guys, listen, have a happy, happy holiday. I might call you from the Big Apple next Sunday if I get a chance. If you guys are around and taking calls.
Absolutely.
But, have a great holiday. And if I don't talk to you guys, have a great, happy new year to you and all your listeners. And week 16 and the bowl season. Go Cal at the Red Box Bowl. Go Badgers at the Rose Bowl.
Always a pleasure talking to Mitch in Santa Monica, man. You have a wonderful day, and obviously the same goes to you. Happy holidays, my friend.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Mitch in Santa Monica, man. The guy's fantastic, in all honesty, man. The dude is one of those awesome sports fans that are out there in the world, and that's why we love talking to you people each and every week here. We do it live. We're pretty much like seriously, like a broken record. You're always going to catch us live, except for maybe a couple few times throughout the year from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday. And then obviously the Dorfman comes back to you late night as I do Sports Overnight America. Right now it's NFL Rewind Sports Overnight America Week 16. I can't believe we're almost coming to an end of all this stuff, Mike. It's crazy. We got the bowl season. We got the NFL playoffs, and then wow, we gotta wait to do it all over again for like another 6 months. It's kinda crazy. I know that the music is going. I know we gotta take a pause for the cause. We're gonna do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one. And like I said, hour number two, all about the NFL, week 16. So much to dive into. I honestly cannot wait to do it. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Go! Here comes Caldwell Pope. Ingram back out, Kuzma for three, puts it in! Kuzma ties the game with 23.9 remaining!
No fouls to give for Minnesota, Kuzma launches a three, puts it in! At the buzzer!
Tired of hearing him berate them. Oh!
Chris Middleton!
Somebody else got berated on that finish by Chris Middleton. Wow!
That is a lot of...
Chris Paul, off the floor, hey. Black shot, Giannis! He just knocked it away from Clint Capella.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
He's got a crazy gas tank, crazy gas tank.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We do love your thoughts. We do love your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Hour number one always flies by. It really does. Man, oh, man. Just so much to talk about. Never enough time to do it, whether it's in 1 hour or 2 hours. As we all know, hour number two is all about the NFL. Mike, just something for you to note and take in. We will be talking to Ari Wolf, our good buddy, play-by-play man, does the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's all over the map, whether it's college basketball, college football, arena league football, you name it, man. This guy is literally all over the map when it comes to play-by-play, and we're lucky enough to talk to him about 12 after the hour, next hour. So looking forward to that. But NFL Week 16, my friend, it is here. Can you believe it?
It is here, and it is, to me, it's already playoff time because there are teams out there like the Pittsburgh Steelers, and look, you even heard Belichick yesterday say, hey, it's, you know, Miami is a playoff game. It's, they're getting in that mode, so it's the fun is starting.
I agree 100%, and You know, the Steelers play the Jets, who, by the way, have been playing a little bit better over the last few weeks. I believe Darnold is like 4-2 in his last six games and 3-0 at home. So, you know what? Not always as easy as it sounds on paper. So, I agree with you. Anyways, hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. It'll be all NFL here on Dorfon Sports. So, keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump touts record military spending and the formation of the Space Force as he signs a $338 billion Pentagon budget.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act is about making sure our warfighters have the tools, resources, and equipment you need to fight and to win all the time to win.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. A significant launch or test would mean the end of North Korea's self-imposed moratorium and raise tensions in the region. It would also be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. This is
the Hebo Tea
Radio
Club's
News.
Original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Criticize Christianity Today magazine that was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham. He was angry because of an editorial calling for his removal from office. Mark Galli is the magazine's editor-in-chief, and he tells NPR,
I suspect that if I was in a room with him, we could have a very amiable and delightful conversation. But he does display characteristics that I think, as a leader of a great nation like the United States, are deeply problematic.
Graham's son, Franklin, who now heads his father's ministry, and his daughter are both critical of the editorial. At Cape Canaveral, Boeing's new Starliner capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after lifting off. Jim Bridenstine is NASA's administrator.
When the timing was off, the spacecraft didn't know exactly where it was in the sequence. And when that happened, it believed, it seems, and again, this is all very, very early, but it seems like it believed that it was doing an orbital insertion burn when it wasn't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On this winter solstice, holiday travelers are in full swing. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
AAA expects a record number of people to travel during the holiday period, which will run through New Year's Day. It says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling, some by air, but most by motor vehicle. And Robert Sinclair, the AAA spokesman, says a lot of those drivers will likely be dealing with headaches over the holiday.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
And he says drivers anywhere in the nation will find the worst time to be traveling is the day after Christmas, mid to late afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Notre Dame kept Christmas going even during two world wars, a beacon of hope amid the bloodshed. Yet, an accidental fire in peacetime finally stopped the Paris Cathedral from celebrating Midnight Mass this year, for the first time in over two centuries, as the lights stay dim in the once invincible 855-year-old landmark. Officials are trying hard to focus on the immediate task of keeping burned-out Notre Dame spirits alive in exile through service, song, and prayer. Some of the Christmas celebrations will be at another Gothic church in Paris, just under a mile away. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfman Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into in the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Wow, we had Saturday's action, a triple header Saturday as we move into the games today on Sunday. Mike Wilson, my friend, how are you, buddy? Welcome back for hour number two, buddy.
Hey, hour number two is going to be fun. We got NFL stuff to talk about. I mean, look, we're week 15. This is playoff time to me. So, it's going to get fun. It's going to get interesting. And, you know, how about those Niners last night? That was something else too.
Absolutely. 34-31 is the final there with the Rams, who got out really early, man. They just laid it on them. They're up 21-10, 21-3, and then boom, the 49ers scored 21 in the second quarter and never really looked back from that, to be quite honest with you. But Patriots got it done too, 24-17. So that was impressive on their part. And then obviously the Texans winning their division by beating the Buccaneers. And I'll tell you what, we got to get into this a little bit. Jameis Winston, I mean, this dude is all over the map when it comes to a football game. And I'll explain what I'm talking about on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. Ari Wolf will join us on the other side, by the way. Play-by-play voice, preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs, all over the map when it comes to play-by-play. So we'll get his take on, obviously, the Chiefs and a whole heck of a lot more. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Off
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Check off your gift list and save by starting with Lowe's. Now you can get your choice of a 227-piece Cobalt Mechanics tool set for $99, a $600 value if purchased separately, or get a Cobalt 24-volt max cordless brushless drill with battery, also just $99. And for one day only, December 21st, all new and existing Lowe's Advantage card holders get 10% off purchases made with your Lowe's card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tools offer valid through 12/24. Credit offer valid 12/21. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
And Mahomes is in the gun, moving from left to right. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, makes the handoff, drops back three. Line drive throw in the back of the end zone. Backpedaling, falling down, chest-high catch. Tyreek Hill covered heavily in the back of the end zone and literally looking at his quarterback facing him as he was backpedaling, left and caught and pressed the ball against his chest. That's a 25-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Hill. Here comes the extra point, and the Chiefs are on the board for the first time.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Yeah. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition here. Thank you for checking us out. Wherever you may be on Sirius XM Channel 211, love the fact that people have choices and you choose to check us out. So we're always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks wherever the heck you may be in the world to check us out, because I'll tell you what, we love talking NFL football, and obviously you heard the Chiefs Patrick Mahomes highlight there. They do have a big one against the Bears in the sense of, look, they just want to keep playing winning football at this point in the season. And speaking of winning, we're going to jump out to the phones and hook up with our good buddy Ari Wolf, sports commentator. You may have seen him on ESPN. You may see him on AT&T's Sportsnet, Rocky Mountain Stadium Network's Tennis Channel. That's where I love seeing Ari Wolf most, to be quite honest with you, because he and I share that passion. We both love the game of tennis, but let's welcome him in. Ari Wolf, good morning. It's Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson, and thanks for joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Ari.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Looking forward to another great day of NFL football. We saw some great action. The nightcap last night was one of the better games of the season. And looking forward to a great day of football, and we'll see what's in store.
You know, speaking of that, man, week 16 of the NFL, and so much still to be determined, whether it's in the NFC or the AFC for that matter. Obviously, the Baltimore Ravens are leading the way in that sense. But week 16 brings us four teams in the NFC with all of them having the same record. I think we have to go back to 1978, Ari and Mike, if I'm not mistaken, to a time when we had this much riding on the lines at this point in the season, Ari.
Well, it's shaping up to be an outstanding conclusion to the season. There have been great storylines. I think it's been a great NFL season. You know, the top storyline to me is still it's Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I think that what he's done and the way he's changed the quarterback position, it's just been fun to watch. And they seem to have, you know, that it factor. They just seem to, in big moments and big games, they're finding ways to win. But clearly New England getting the win yesterday was huge so that they lock up the number two seed, because I think they do need a bye if they're going to advance. So it was a huge win for the Patriots. I really thought this was the year the Bills were going to get them. But again, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they found a way to win. But there are there's lots of great games. For me, being from Philadelphia originally, Cowboys coming to town is always the biggest game of the year. And this year, everything is at stake. So, you know, the late afternoon game on Fox, I will be very focused on. I think Dallas has a considerable talent advantage. And a month ago, I was ready to put Cade McNown in the game. I was done with Carson Wentz, but he has rallied up the last couple weeks, so I think at least makes for an intriguing game. They're going to have to get some help. Hopefully Dak Prescott, the shoulder bothers him a little bit, because there's just too much talent on the Dallas side, and the Cowboys have owned the Eagles the last few years. So that's going to be a great game, and I do want to touch on the Chiefs. You know, they've gotten to 10-4. It's not how I expected them to get to 10-4, but if they end up going 12-4, everything's right in front of them, and I think that they are certainly the team in the AFC that could take the Ravens out. I mean, they already beat them once. You know, if the Chiefs end up being the three seed and they win their first round game, you know, they would avoid playing Baltimore until the AFC Championship game. They'd have New England next. I think everybody, well, at least me, I don't know about you guys, but I would like to see Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes in that AFC Championship game.
Yeah, that would be, all right, this is Mike here. That would be a great AFC Championship game. But my question is this, you know, last night we see the Patriots, they clinched the AFC East. I was like you. I thought Buffalo was going to get them. But my thing is, you know, you watch that game and you see Brady get it to eight or nine different guys. You know, what are the Patriots going to have to do to get back to the Super Bowl, which is going to be tougher because, like you said, I mean, you know, we got Kansas City out there and it's just going to be tough for them to get back. But what do you see as the key for them?
I think key for New England is going to be keeping the explosive offenses off the field, whether it be Kansas City or Baltimore. I think New England, we've seen them in past years when they really needed to. They've been able to have long drives, time-consuming drives, where they'll dink and dunk down the field, they'll use the running game, they'll use some screens, because they really don't have any elite talent at the wide receiver position right now, but they'll find a way to do it. So I think the key thing for them is win time of possession, don't make any critical mistakes. In all likelihood, in the divisional round, they'll get KC at home, take advantage of being at home, and keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. That's a lot easier said than done, because remember, guys, KC's happy to score in a minute and 30 seconds. You may keep Mahomes off the field only because they just don't take very much time to score. But I don't know if New England can go back-to-back weeks beating Kansas City and beating Baltimore. If they can do that, you know, they get Super Bowl and they win ring number 7, you know, look, all you can do is say congratulations. If this year's team can win the Super Bowl, I think this will go down as Bill Belichick's best season as a head coach. And look, he's got 6 rings, but this one I think would be the most unlikely of the bunch, at least since they got their first one beating Kurt Warner and the Rams. So I think it's going to be tough on the Patriots to do it, but look, I think we'd all be fools to think that they can't, right? I mean, they find ways to do it. I thought they were going to lose yesterday. They find a way to win. So New England, I think what they do is they make the most of their resources. So that's what I would anticipate, is they'll find a way to at least be competitive in those games. But right now, I think they're really only the 3rd best team in the AFC. So we'll see. It's shaping up to be a great playoffs and what's been a great year. And I'm excited to see Lamar Jackson on the big stage. I think that he's somebody who we've just never seen the position play quite the way he is. When he gets the ball on 4th down, you literally, you know they're going to get the 1st down. He just doesn't get stopped. So I think this is the year for the Ravens. But look, we haven't seen him in a big-time playoff game in a huge atmosphere, you know, come up with the goods. It'll be a ton of pressure. They'll be the favorite. So the AFC is shaping up to be really good, and the NFC's got a bunch of really good teams at the top. I'm not sure whether it's going to be New Orleans. I don't know where Green Bay fits in all this. I think Green Bay, I'm not as big a believer in their record as some other people are, but if they get to play at home in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers, give them a heck of a chance. There are tons of great storylines. And look, if Seattle's at home for the whole playoffs, they're going to be a tough out. So, guys, 2019 has been an amazing season, and so I expect Week 16 to follow suit as well.
I agree 100%. That is the voice of Ari Wolf, sports commentator, play-by-play voice. You hear him all over the place, whether it's ESPN, like I said, Stadium Networks, the Tennis Channel, does the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs, Pac-12 Networks. The guy is literally all over the map, and he's on with us. Hey, I got to ask you, you mentioned the Cowboys and Philadelphia. In all honesty, man, is this a body of work that either one of these teams should be proud of?
No. I think the NFC East has been one of the great disappointments in recent memory. Yeah, at one point this season, I was tracking how few wins as a division they had, and they were tracking to be the worst division since the 2014 NFC South. It was won by Carolina. I think their record was 8-7-1 or 7-8-1. It's been atrocious, but you know, it is what it is, guys, and I think we all know if you can get hot late, anything can happen. It's like a tournament. It becomes like the NCAA basketball tournament. Are you hot? Are you playing your best at the end? So, you know, if Dallas or Philadelphia can win out, finish 9-7, look, like that, being the number 4 seed and being at home, you know, if you're playing at San Francisco, you're going to be an underdog at home. But, you know, if Dallas is playing at home against San Francisco, I think Dallas has got a reasonable chance to win that game. So, we'll wait and see how it all shakes out, but it's been a very disappointing year for both Dallas and Philadelphia.
Ari, appreciate your time as always. We'll catch up with you maybe next week.
Okay, guys. Enjoy the day.
Ari Wolf, American sports broadcaster. You can check him out all over the place. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll continue talking about the NFL, man. It is what it is. It's Sunday. It's all about the NFL here on Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
47-yarder to tie it. 6 ticks remain. Pressure on the rookie. And boy, oh boy, does he deliver. Chase McLaughlin. A 47-yard pressure kick.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The 19-yard line of New England. Receiver in motion. Shotgun snap. Drops back three. Throws a arching spiral down the middle. It's intercepted. A leaping, backpedaling, falling down to Ron Harmon. End zone interception by New England. Third, jet turnover. Second, interception thrown by Darnold. And the Patriots have held him again. Four drives, three turnovers, an utter disaster.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Seeing ghosts. All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. We're not seeing ghosts, but Sam Darnold sees ghosts from time to time out there on the football field. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us. Let's talk about the NFL Week 16. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And Steelers and Jets, that is one of the big games today, to be quite honest with you, in the sense of the Steelers are playing to play for the playoffs, man. I mean, that's big-time stuff when you think about the job that Mike Tomlin has been able to do with this Pittsburgh Steelers team. And real quickly, Mike, I'm just going to run through the games. As we all know, there were a triple header on Saturday, so not quite as many games here on Sunday, but that gives us a little bit more time to dissect these things. Jaguars play the Falcons, Ravens play the Browns, Saints play the Titans. That's a big game. We talked about the Steelers. Well, the Titans are right there too at 8-6, so big time game for the Saints who play the Titans. Obviously for the Saints to keep them in the mix for the home field advantage. The Titans to keep themselves in the race for the playoffs. Panthers play the Colts. Colts, too bad. A little bit too much too late for them because they're on the outside looking in and they're not making the playoffs anymore. Bengals playing the Dolphins. We talked about the Steelers and the Jets. Giants playing the Redskins, Lions playing the Broncos, Raiders and the Chargers. We did talk a little bit about the big one, the Cowboys and the Eagles. Obviously, the winner of that game probably going to win the NFC East. And you know what? Like I said, 9-7, potentially 8-8, maybe 7-9. You never know, man. It's crazy to think that that could win a division, but it could. Cardinals playing the Seahawks. They got to keep winning. Chiefs playing the Bears in the Sunday night game, Mike. So a lot of meaningful football here in Week 16.
Oh, a ton. And, you know, if the games yesterday are any indication, we got some games that are going to decide a lot where people go, the teams go, and all that kind of stuff. You know, obviously, you know, our household being a Pittsburgh Steeler household, we're very interested in this Jet game, which I don't know how many times I've ever said I'm interested in a Jet game. You know, the Steelers got to win the final two to get in. And you and I have talked about it, man. Tomlin's doing one hell of a job coaching this team, considering the amount of talent that he's lost over the course of the year. So if he can get Pittsburgh in, just give him the Coach of the Year award. And then you got Baltimore. Look, Baltimore is trying to atone for an earlier season loss to the Browns today. So we'll see how that goes. I fully expect Baltimore to win that game. But, you know, Seattle as well. I mean, you and I have talked about Seattle quite a bit and how dangerous they can be, especially with Russell Wilson. So there are some games that have a lot of meaning, whether or not both teams have a lot going on. But it's going to be fun, man. It's playoff time.
Yeah, I like the way that they've done the scheduling here toward the end of the year as well, where you play division foes. And you mentioned right. The Seahawks, they play the Cardinals today. And you know what? On paper, this is a mismatch. We all know that. The Seahawks are favored by 9 points. They should win this football game really easily. But for some reason or another, the Cardinals do seem to play the Seahawks pretty well. They play the 49ers pretty well, too. Let's be honest. You know, the 49ers squeak away with victories against the Cardinals. So they're not a really good football team. But when you play your division teams late in the season, because you know each other so well, it does seem to make things a little bit more difficult and the obstacles are a little bit more challenging. With that being said, like you said, yesterday's action brought us the Texans, who will be the winners of their division. The Patriots won, so they're going to be the winners of their division. And then the 49ers getting that win obviously have the inside track to their division, but still so much to be played for. In all honesty, who do you like in the NFC to wind up having home field advantage? I think the 49ers somehow do it. What's crazy is you can have that record that they have, and if you're not in the first spot or the second spot, then you go to like the fifth spot, which is relatively insane, because I personally feel like the NFC is a little bit better than the AFC from top to bottom. Again, it doesn't mean that the NFC is going to wind up winning the Super Bowl, but I just think that you have four or five really, really good teams, whereas in the AFC you have two, maybe three really good teams. So at the end of the day, man, we're setting ourselves up for an awesome playoffs here come playoff time, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, we are setting ourselves up for exactly that. And I tend to be with you in terms of San Francisco being the top seed, but let's take a look at this. I mean, let's say Seattle wins today, which I expect them to. The weather is supposed to be, you know, your typical Northwest kind of Seattle weather today up there, which means a ton of rain. But if Seattle and San Francisco win, then we got next week's final game of the year between San Francisco and Seattle, not only for the division, but possibly for the number one seed in the NFC. So that would end up being a great, great way to end the season. So this is what you get your soda. This is what you get your popcorn for, this kind of stuff. So it's going to be fun.
Speaking of getting your popcorn and get your soda and everything ready, what do you make of Jameis Winston? I mean, this guy, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy all over the map as far as it goes when you're talking about a football game. He gives you good. He gives you bad. He gives you terrible. He gives you amazing. He gives you a headache. He gives you a heart attack, man. Like, seriously, this dude would make me sick if I was an NFL coach. So how in the world does Bruce Arians deal with Jameis Winston, the good, the bad, the ugly? I mean, dude, he's all over the map, Mike.
He is, and I, you know, I'm going to bust your chops a little bit there, man. Your Midwest accent may have come back for like a split second there when you're talking about James, like this guy, like you sound like a Chicago Bear fan, but Yeah, he is all over the map. I don't trust him. Like, and it's nothing, like, I don't trust him, like, off the field kind of thing. Like, I don't trust him on the field because I don't know what I'm going to get. Okay, to kind of quote Forrest Gump a little bit there. I don't, you know, am I going to get a great game? Am I going to get a bad game? Is it just going to be an unmitigated disaster? Like, what's going to happen with Jameis? So, you know, the question with him is, does Tampa Bay bring him back? I mean, he's thrown a ton of picks. So it's one of those things where you got to figure out, you know, he's got to figure out what's in the best interest for him, and the organization has to figure out what's in the best interest for them as well.
He's got as many interceptions as he does touchdowns. And if he doesn't, it's pretty damn close. Okay. So it's kind of crazy, but here's the one thing I like about the guy. Okay. The guy can go out there and throw 4 interceptions in a game, but he still has the heart and the determination to go out there and compete. So say what you want about this guy and the mistakes that he makes, which they're all over the place. It's crazy.
Right.
But he does stay out there and he does battle and he does compete. And let's not forget that he's missing Godwin and he's missing Evans right now. So, Perriman was his main guy, obviously. He doesn't have a lot of weapons to play with right now is what I'm saying. However, when those guys are healthy, man, I'm sorry, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson, if they do stick this thing together and you give Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston one more year, I fully expect this team to be a contender next year. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just remains to be seen with me. I mean, they got some holes to fill in. You know, you can always get better offensive linemen. You get, you know, better running back game for them. Because look, I mean, the quarterback is only as good as what he has around him. And like you said, he's missing some weapons. So, you know, you can certainly make the argument that if he had Godwin and some other guys, that things would be a lot better for Tampa Bay. But we'll see moving forward. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with Bruce Arians and what they do with their quarterback position. So we'll see what happens.
They're both coming back. I'm going to make it really easy. I think they both come back and give this one more shot because, quite frankly, as bad as they are, they're relatively close to being pretty good. They're 7-8, and they could easily be like 10-5, to be quite honest with you. Anyways, the Texans, we didn't get into them. We'll touch on that a little bit in the next segment, and we'll obviously break down the games, but we haven't talked much about them. We're talking about the Patriots, we're talking about the Ravens, we're talking about the Chiefs. What about the Texans? Anyways, keep it close, everybody. One final segment, we'll run through the games, and then obviously give you our takes on what we think happens. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
10th play of the drive, creeping pressure from the secondary. Carl Sims is in. Low snap handled well by Winston. Lobs over the top. Spectacular one-handed grab by Cameron Brate, and he soars into the end zone, carrying Jermaine Whitehead with him for a touchdown. 28 yards out.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
22 of the Rams, 3rd and 13. Goff is in the gun. Let's send a 4 in the defensive line, 5 in the secondary. Shotgun snap, backpedals and sets. He's hit, he escapes, he runs, he's hit again and sacked again. Fumbled the ball. The Chiefs may have gotten the ball. And they have on a fumble by Goff, who is twirling around and trying to escape the clutches of their defense. Picked up by Houston. Fumble on the play. No team turns it over fewer times than the Rams, but a costly one right.
Put it in his hands.
Second down and 9. Brady under center at his own 5. This tight end, Allen in motion. Michelle in the backfield. A spinning handoff, and it goes to Michelle by the 10. Got a block. 15. He's zigzags the field at 20. He's by the 25 on the hash mark, the 30, and out to about the 32, 31-yard line of New England. Brought down by John Johnson in the secondary for the Rams. A 26-yard swerving run by Sony Michel to the 31 of New England.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
We need to do pretty much everything better. Just not good enough in any area.
Welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf will be with us in just a second. We have a lot going on in terms of NFL today. We have the Steelers. We got trying to make the playoffs, playing the Jets. Le'Veon Bell with the Jets playing against his old team. There's a lot going on there. We got Seattle trying to get to the playoffs as well. Well, they're going to get to the playoffs. It just depends on where the seeding is. So there's a lot going on. Andy, are you there?
I'm back, brother. So, hey, let's run through all the games like we always do. Jaguars playing the Falcons today. Not much to be played for. You know, you talked about some of the things that there is a lot to be played for. This is one of those games, not a lot to be played for, Mike, but we got to play it because it's on the schedule here, week 16, Falcons and Jaguars. I am going to take the Falcons in this one. They're playing at home. They've played a little bit better in the second half of the season. And quite frankly, I don't know what's going on with the Jaguars. Like we talked about during the week, Coughlin now out there. Just more questions than answers with the Jaguars. And quite frankly, there's a lot of questions about both these teams, but I'll take the Falcons in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Falcons as well. They're just playing better than the garbage mess that is the Jacksonville Jaguars at this point. And there's a lot going on in the upper management that causes other things to go on in the organization. So I'll take Atlanta today.
Ravens and Browns, we haven't gone crazy about Lamar Jackson today, but at the end of the day, we all know how great this kid has been all season long. And I think it's one of those games, like you said, a little bit of payback on their minds. This is a game that they did lose earlier in the season. And quite frankly, I think he wants to show Baker Mayfield what being a real quarterback is in the NFL right now. So I'm going to say I like the Ravens, man. They're just a team that seems to me to be on a mission. I got the Ravens winning on the road in Cleveland today.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you know, look, that Raven team is just playing so well, and they're going to be dangerous to get to the Super Bowl as well. So Ravens all day, and they get the payback.
Saints and Titans, and maybe one of the better games of the day, to be quite honest with you. Titans obviously fighting to get into the playoffs, still 8-6. Them and the Pittsburgh Steelers right now kind of neck and neck on this thing. Saints have a lot to play for, too, as we know. Home field advantage still kind of up for grabs for them as well. That second seed, everybody wants to play a home game. So I think that there's a ton riding on this game, and maybe this game a little bit under the radar as far as value. I'm going to take New Orleans to win a really, really tight one and maybe a heartbreaking loss for the Titans here today.
Yeah, no, I'm with you as well. I think the Titans playoff rush kind of comes to an end here, and the Saints get them.
Panthers and Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium there in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm going to take the Colts, man. I think that things have gone really bad for the Panthers. They obviously lost Cam. Now they've lost their faith in Kyle Allen, so now they're going to their backup of a backup. I just think it's ugly. Obviously, they got rid of Ron Rivera, so things are starting to kind of fall apart there with the Panthers. I like the Colts to kind of right the ship a little bit here, and they get a victory at home.
Yeah, once again, I'm going to have to say ditto. I think the Colts just have something to prove a little bit, get themselves a little bit of momentum. Even though they're not making the playoffs, it's always good to win, and Carolina has kind of turned into a little bit of a mess right now. So Colts today.
Bengals and Dolphins going at it in another extremely meaningless football game, but it's on the docket here, week 16, so we got to talk about it. Andy Dalton, Fitzpatrick, or whoever the heck they got playing for them at quarterback for the Dolphins. I actually think this is going to be a wild one. I think it'll be a fun one, actually, to be quite honest. So, there's something about the way that Joe Mixon has been playing the last few weeks. He seems to have figured it out, or they figured it out, or people are just letting him run through holes right now. But he's played well. Andy Dalton's been okay, too. I'm going to take the Bengals to win on the road in Miami.
I'm going to take the Fish. I know that's really shocking for you, but I'll take the Fish at home today. It's just building momentum for next year and the year beyond that. So we'll take Miami today.
Steelers and Jets. Jets, like we talked about, they've played better over the last six games, 4-2, I believe, 3-0 for Sam Darnold at home. I know you love Pac-12 quarterbacks. The Steelers are just – they're throwing me out there today, by the way. Just so you know, I got called up by Mike Tomlin, and Dorfman will be throwing passes for the Steelers. And obviously I'm kidding, but they are going to let this third stringer go at it one more time for them. And quite frankly, we've talked about this one hell of a coaching job by Mike Tomlin and his staff. Give him the coach of the year if they make it. Even if they don't make it, he's got to be right there. I'm going to take the Steelers to get it done. The game just means way more to the Steelers than it does the Jets.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. Pittsburgh wins this. Desperate teams do desperate things. And, you know, if you got to go with the third string to get you to the playoffs or at least give you a chance, that's what you do. So Pittsburgh by a touchdown, 10 points today.
Giants playing the Redskins. I mean, wow. You know, hey, for all the meaningful football games, we sure have a hell of a lot of meaningless football games too. Giants playing the Redskins. You know, this is basically saying goodbye to Eli and hello to Dwayne Haskins in a lot of ways. So, look, I'm going to take the Redskins. I think that they're just going to play harder. Adrian Peterson, you got to like the way that this guy's still out there battling and running on the other side of 30. I respect the guy a lot. I'm going to take Dwayne Haskins and the youngsters of the Redskins to beat the Giants.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to take what they're trying to get done there in Washington with the youth movement over the older Eli Manning today. So Washington wins it.
Lions and Broncos, another situation where
another one.
The quarterbacks are just pathetic. I don't even know who plays for the Broncos, and David Blau is the guy for the Lions. I mean, this has just been an atrocious season for the Lions. And what the heck do they do with Matt Patricia? That's a whole other conversation we can get into another time. But on this game, I'm going to take the Broncos, man. They're bad, but they're not as bad as the Lions.
See, the thing with Detroit, I had heard that Patricia's coming back. Like the owner said, Patricia's coming back. So I don't know if that is true or not, but that's what I've heard. I'm going to take the Mile High team. I'm going to take Denver to win this at home in, once again, another meaningless game for the fans. So Denver all day today.
Raiders and Chargers going at it. Obviously, both teams a little disappointed with their efforts. The Raiders were playing pretty well for a long time, and then all of a sudden they hit the wall. Chargers, just a really, really extremely disappointing season after the year that they had last year. Started with the Melvin Gordon holding out on them, and quite frankly, they haven't figured it out all season long. And Phillip Rivers, I mean, wow, unbelievable. This guy, he's still around, but I don't know, but how much longer you can hang on to this guy. I guess I'm going to take the Chargers in a game that I absolutely care nothing about, Mike.
I'm going to take the Chargers, too. One interesting thing that I saw was the Chargers have been using silent counts at home. Usually use silent counts on the road, but, you know, where they're at and all these teams that have come in this year, they've had to use silent counts at home, which is just blows me away. So, but in this one, you know what? I'm going to take the Raiders with a win on the road today. I'm going to go with Chucky today.
Raider fan will be out in full force. We know that, man. Cowboys playing the Eagles. That's a big game. One of these average to maybe a little bit better than average teams is going to make the playoffs and be a four seed in the NFC. I guess I got to go with the Eagles at home. I know that the talent is on the Cowboys side, but I just feel like Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz will figure out a way, even if they have terrible wide receivers at this point because their main guys are injured so badly. Zach Ertz, Sanders, they're going to figure out a way to beat the Cowboys and end the Cowboys season tonight.
Yeah, once again, I mean, I think you and I just ditto each other all the time, but for the same reasons, I think Philly's going to win today. They're going to figure out a way. And look, this is a rivalry game. There's no love lost between these two organizations at all. So I'm going to side with Philly at this one because they're at home, and I would like nothing more, just like Stephen A. Smith, to watch the Cowboys suffer again.
Cardinals and Seahawks, I think this is going to be a really tough day for the Cardinals, to be honest with you, man. The Seahawks are going in a different direction. The Cardinals are 4-9-1, which is better than last season, but it's still not very good. And obviously they've got Russell Wilson. We've got Kyler Murray. These are two guys in different times in their careers. I'm going to stick with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. And quite frankly, Mike, I think this could be an ugly one for the Cardinals. I really do. I think that this could be a 2 or 3 touchdown win for the Seahawks. And I know I said earlier that the Cardinals play them relatively well. Ain't going to happen today.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Seattle's playing for a ton in terms of playoff seeding, division titles, that kind of thing. So Seattle all day. And once again, the weather's supposed to be very Seattle-ish up there with a ton of rain. So, the warm weather team. I'm going to go with that, with Russell Wilson on this one.
All right, two more real quickly. Chiefs and Bears, another. The Bears they're okay. They're average at the end of the day, and I think people just got to pump the brakes a little bit on Mitchell Trubisky, give him some time. It's too early to be like, we got to get somebody else. Give that some time to work out. Chiefs at Bears, unfortunately, the Bears are going to lose one more time. Chiefs are going to win, and they're playing well moving into the playoffs.
Yep, Kansas City all day today. I think Kansas City actually wins kind of big by, you know, a couple touchdowns.
Packers and Vikings Monday night. No Dalvin Cook. I think that's huge. I know that the Vikings are still a 5.5-point favorite. I think this is one of those games where the Packers show up. They haven't done it really all season long, and everybody's kind of like wondering if they're any good when they have a record of 11-3. They've won ugly. They haven't won pretty all season long. It's time to figure things out as you're moving into the playoffs. I like the Packers on the road in Minneapolis on Monday night.
Yep, no Dalvin Cook for Minnesota. You still got that bad man in Green Bay. I'm going to take the Pack all day.
All right, we got through it, man. On the other side, we're going to come back and wrap up the show. As we know, week 16 in the NFL, all the games, they started on Saturday with that triple header, and now we are into Sunday. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to come back like we always do and give you our parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Oh, that is awesome. All righty, everybody. Final time that we're coming at you today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through it each and every Sunday. Like I said, live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Dorfman comes back to you late night doing the NFL Rewind. on Sports Overnight America. Tonight is week 16 of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I can't believe we are almost through the season. And Mike, at this time, like we always do, it's parting shot time, and I do appreciate you obviously getting up early there in Sin City. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and you obviously doing some overtime work for me. I really do appreciate it. So parting shot time, my man. You're up.
I got a couple of parting shots. One goes out to the Stanford women's volleyball team. They won their third national championship in the last 4 years. So to say that Stanford's building something there is a severe understatement. Congratulations to the Lady Cardinal there in Palo Alto. And two, just have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate, do with family, and enjoy just being around family and friends.
That's a great one, man. I'll second that second parting shot. I agree with Mike Wilson. Whatever you celebrate, whether it's Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, we celebrate whatever you celebrate here on the Dorfon Sports Radio Extravaganza. So we love the fact that you listen to us. We appreciate you. Obviously, keep listening to us as we bring in 2020, which is kind of crazy. We got a new decade. I can't believe it, but it's obviously here. But you know what? My parting shot is enjoy the day, man. Enjoy the weekend of football. Enjoy it with your family. Have fun at the end of the day. And for Ari Wolf and Scott on the other side making it all possible, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. I'll talk to you later tonight on the NFL Rewind Sports Overnight America, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Peace, everybody.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.